You're listening to The Cowboy Pages. Come with me, Christy Crowley, as I travel America in search of cowboy poets and their wisdom. Today's book, Oakland, California, Chapter 16, Chance, Chances. I've been thinking a lot about love lately, specifically just how unspecific that word is, love. We use it to describe all kinds of love. Brotherly love, motherly love, feelings we have for our morning coffee, our favorite movie, the list continues. But aren't these in fact all different kinds of love? Aren't these emotions and relationships nuanced and layered? How can I begin to express my feelings or understand yours when love, that blunt instrument of a word, is all we have? And so, poetry. I came upon a poem one day that so captured my feelings of love, I was utterly thunderstruck. The writer had done it. He'd seen my insides, gently whipped them into narrative, seasoned them with magic, and given my soul back to me. You see, I had just fallen head over heels in love. People sometimes use the phrase chance meeting, but that hardly seemed to capture this first encounter to me. Our initial moment happened in San Francisco, a place totally new to me, having just moved there, and also at a wedding. See, I was attending a wedding at a hotel I'd never been in and haven't been in since. He was traveling from Australia by way of New York City for business, and we nearly bumped into each other as he walked into the room I was attempting to leave. We discovered after some fairly bungled small talk that he was at the wrong address and should have been meeting his party blocks from where we were in that moment. But by that time, our fates were sealed. The die was cast. It was love at first sight. We had dinner the next evening and spent as much time together as we could before he went back to New York. After he left, I found myself still utterly enraptured by this new love and hyper aware of any signs of him or even the reflection of a memory. I seemed suddenly capable of living not on food and water, but on daydreams alone. And through it all, I could never seem to believe that we'd found each other. I kept turning the idea over and over and over again in my mind. How could it have happened that with age, commitments, careers, family, and half a globe between us, we'd still managed to find one another? It felt unreal, utterly magical, and completely implausible. In the midst of my confusion and in an act of perfect synchronicity, I found a Joel Nelson poem, and I finally knew I wasn't going crazy. This was real. This writer, this Joel Nelson, had perfectly understood my joy and my fragility. On Finding Someone by Joel Nelson. If, on some better than average day, I should be riding along, observing, not expecting, well, maybe, and should see, just as hoof swept by, one flawless arrow point, if on that shining morning I should step down to lift this point, turning it delicately, feeling its smoothness beneath my fingertips, I would marvel at its perfection, at the way some ancient one had tempered and crafted such beauty, and how it came to lie there all these centuries, covered, uncovered, rehidden, re-exposed, until it came to me to happen by this place, on this day made now more perfect. And I would ponder such things as coincidence and circles and synchronicities. And I would pocket this treasure near my heart. And riding on, I would recall having seen such treasure as this elsewhere, but not this one. not this one. And for one brief moment, I would stiffen with fear at how one quick glance in another direction could have lost this to me forever. And I would touch my shirt over my heart just to make sure. Joel Nelson. How did this writer know I was delighted and terrified by the notion that I could have left that wedding 5 minutes earlier, or the cab driver could have made the right turn, or his flight might have been delayed, or the bride could have dropped her bouquet? Any one of these things, these small infractions of time, would have set my love and I on a course totally apart. How did this writer know that true love, right love, feels ancient, like an arrowhead lost? How did this writer know that I had loved before, but not like this, not this one? And how did this writer know I would go back and back and back again to the memory of this love like a treasure pocketed for keeps? This writer was in my heart, I felt sure. And in that moment, lover, poet, cowboy, dreamer, and reader all became one. The communication loop synced. We held the whole truth of love together just for a second. My love and I, well, our ending was not so happy, but our story certainly was. And for that, I'm endlessly grateful. Sure, I think about what was and what might have been, but I remember too that chances, getting them and taking them, well, that's what really matters. So stay a little later, dance a little slower, listen much closer, and remember the chances that come your way feel special because they are. I'm thankful Mr. Nelson's poem found me at a time when doubt was holding me back. I'm thankful his poem reminds us that our heart carries an ancient wisdom we must trust. I'm thankful that he reminds us that love is always on our side. And I'm thankful to you for listening. To learn more about our show, Cowboy Poets, or to see pictures of my travels, visit thecowboypages.com.